Welcome to the Core Women Podcast, the place for women entrepreneurs, authors, and self-starters looking to build community and gain valuable insights through expert interviews with women at the top of their game. Join your host, podcaster, producer, expert coach, entrepreneur, and author, Dr. Summer Watson, as she aims to inspire and empower you through these candid conversations. Lean in and embrace the journey. It's time to start the show. Here's your host, Dr. Summer Watson.
Today on the show, I would like to welcome Amy Engelmark, who is the author of From Burnout to Bliss, the 21-Day Plan to Boost Health, Wealth, and Happiness, and her second book, Powerful, How to Remain Calm and Joyful When Everything Feels Out of Control, has been recently published. She is also a speaker and business coach to physicians and business leaders. She teaches audiences worldwide how to create a life of health, wealth, and happiness. We have so much to talk about today, so let's jump right into this and welcome Amy.
Thank you so much, Summer. This is going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Before we explore the professional aspects of your life, can you describe your journey in one word to this point?
Sure. This was a bit challenging. Choosing one, but I'd say collaboration would be the word I landed on. A little bit about that. I had a hard time collaborating at the beginning of my professional journey and really didn't know why it was so important. And I think many listeners could relate who are A types or very driven high achievers. You're capable of a lot. And so I didn't even know that I wasn't accepting help or welcoming support, or whether it was paid for or not, or whether it was from other people or from God or whoever. And so that word collaborate is really important, because whether listeners are at the beginning of their journey, you know, or maybe like you and I, we've been in our field for years and years and years now, collaborate from the beginning and keep collaborating and keep being open to getting help, because you'll move so much more quickly and you'll experience so much more happiness when you're not trying to do everything by yourself.
You know what? I really appreciate you saying this, because I think that the whole concept of collaboration is extremely important. This is somewhere where I started in my career learning how to do. I didn't know how to do it. And so that you mentioned this, it is so important for both our personal and professional trajectory. This is where we gather information. This is where we learn how to connect with other people. This is also where we learn how to bring people to the table to make change. That you mentioned this, I think it's critical. When did you realize that this was such an important aspect of feeling more fulfilled personally, something that was going to help support your professional journey? When was that kind of spark or that turn for you to realize, this is very important?
Probably 3 years into my business, when unfortunately I had allowed myself to get way too tired from doing everything by myself. And so it was like, you know, those experiences people talk about hitting a wall. Well, I probably hit my wall. I didn't experience total burnout at the time, but I was probably close to it, and people close to me started noticing. And so I was feeling disconnected from family, even though I was in the room with them. And I was feeling like my business wasn't moving as fast and growing as quickly, and I wasn't feeling as fulfilled in my work because I wasn't reaching the people as effectively as I could. So yeah, probably 3 years into starting my practice, I really realized this is not effective and efficient. And those are two important words to me. From a personal level, it was when I noticed I was too tired. So if you're listening and you're experiencing too much tiredness, too much overwhelm and lack of fulfillment, and you're not being honest with yourself or with others, that's a good key. You need to collaborate and get out of your comfort zone, pay for help, or get creative and bring on board someone else who has different knowledge and skills than you do.
Thank you so much for that, because I think as business owners, as entrepreneurs, it's easy to hit a wall. As high achievers, we want to take it all on, and maybe some of us don't know how to reach out for help. This is great that you mentioned this, because how we collaborate is a skill. It's a skill because it's sometimes if we haven't done it, we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to reach out and ask for that help or get a mentor, a model, a coach, something to be able to help support our journey and those that might be able to help with their different skills. And one of the ways that I did that early on was by going to different job fairs at universities and seeing where I could work with students that brought on a different set of skills that maybe could help support me, where I could support them in their job skills, or where they could then go apply those out in the world as well.
That's fabulous.
There's so many different ways, and it's of such value, and we spread that value by co-collaborating.
Summer, I was totally blind to the fact that pride was one of the things that was holding me back from asking for help. Because I didn't want to be seen as someone who didn't have it all together, who maybe was lacking. And then another thing that could hold listeners back from asking for help and collaborating and making their path a lot more smooth is the feeling that I'm not worthy. So you're probably a better giver than you are a receiver. So understanding what holds you back from asking for help is just as important as practicing the skill of asking for help.
Oh, such a good point. Such a good point. I love that tip because it is so meaningful that we may not even have that recognition. And that's why I asked you, when did you realize? How were you triggered to really realize this and then be able to do something about it? And then what was your approach to doing something about it? So when you reflect back on your journey, outside of the collaboration aspects, what are some personal experiences that brought you to this point in your life and how you cultivated your passion for what you do?
One experience in my past comes to mind when my parents went to Hawaii and then they eventually bought a house there. And during one of the monthly big farmers markets that was in the community where they lived, they met this woman and they told me about her and they said, "We think you'd really like her and we think that it would be really cool for you to connect with her." And then months passed and they reached out to me again when they'd come home to Canada and said, "She's actually coming to visit us. So you should definitely meet her." And I came to meet her and I checked her out a little bit online and I thought, I think I need to work with her. I'm going to be landing the plane to answer your question now. You said, what's shaped my experience so far and what's been a driving factor in like the passion for my work? One of the things that I've learned to tune into is my heart's desires and learning to understand that my heart's desires aren't selfish. They're actually one of the ways I believe in God, one of the ways that I am guided and that I believe no matter if you believe in God or not, we are all guided. And it's really important to listen to our heart's desires and where we're feeling prompted or nudged. So I felt at the time, I've got to work with this woman. And at the time, I totally could not afford to work with her. I ended up taking out a loan so that I could work with her after much discussion with my husband, who's the most supportive man in my life, thankfully. And she taught me how to create a whole new rate structure for my business. So let's tie this together. Learning how to listen to your heart led to hiring this woman who helped me change my thinking patterns that I didn't even know were out of alignment and totally unhelpful, which led to growth in the business because she showed me how to create a whole new rate structure coming from my heart's desires. What would I like to make versus what are other people charging and what would be a like incremental rate increase that's more rational? instead, like, oh, I'd like to make, at the time it was, I think I went from making, I charged an hourly rate, which was very low, to charging for the value that I provide, which is something that I encourage my clients to do as well, move away from hourly to value. It was such a substantial increase in income, all from listening to my heart.
That's so important that there's a link from passion to value. And sometimes it is so foundational, but sometimes people depart from their own value. And one of the things I think that drives us to doing that is we've been conditioned to believe things about our own value. And it's these, what I call brain maps that have been established, this conditioning. When we really go back to the fundamentals of looking at our value, we can do a lot of work about what is it that we believe in about the world and about ourselves. Sometimes it's important to go back to those foundational aspects of what are my own beliefs, what triggers me, what are the conditions, and how can I remap that in my own life and in my own brain, right? And so you wrote a book, From Burnout to Bliss, the 21-Day Plan to Boost Health, Wealth, and Happiness. You've also written a second book, but I want to talk about this first book and then maybe how it ties into that second book. So tell us briefly about this first book that you wrote.
Yeah, sure. That was a baby that took me 7 years to birth. That was a long, long gestation period.
Now, what animal has that type of gestation? Is it elephant?
I actually think that the baby came to like half maturity and then it kind of shrunk in my belly. And then finally, I actually ended up rewriting the whole book. So that's why it took 7 years. And note to self, if you are a writer or want to be a writer or have started writing a book, people do need to read what you want to write. Remember that your heart's desire leads to someone else's prayers being answered. That's really important.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first book, I wrote it for people who, I didn't know I was writing it for people like me at the time, but for people who are feeling overwhelmed, stretched thin, maybe they are addicted to everything they produce needs to be perfect. It needs to happen quickly, like snap, snap, snap. Otherwise, you're a failure. You're going to miss out on success. I wrote it for that type of person who wants to be able to have more balance and breathe easy and feel more refreshed on a daily basis and connected to the people that you love. Part of me is very pragmatic. So I'm a visionary and very pragmatic and structure-based. And so the book is mapped out in 21 days because that is one of, it's the quickest time period, according to some experts, for changing our mindset and changing our habits. And just the beginning, of course. But in the book, I include strategies and formulas that I created from my personal experiences, as well as clients' stories and time coaching clients to help people create healthier boundaries and honor their limits and set realistic expectations and deepen their relationships with their family and also create the spiritual connection and the financial gains that they want, instead of just thinking that we can only have great health and family connections, but not see a scale in our business. So I value being able to help people create all three, right? Health, wealth, and happiness, which is the tagline.
I love that. I just need to pick up that book as another resource. That sounds fabulous. Let's look at your second book. And I'm excited about this too, because this is such an important title and I'm sure it has a lot of depth and great tips and resources for folks, but it's entitled Powerful: How to Remain Calm and Joyful When Everything Feels Out of Control. Tell us more.
All right. So I wrote that in an unfortunately dark or hard period of my life. And I thought, this is going to make a great book. Okay. I'm going through this season for a purpose, right?
Right.
It's going to be used. I believe everything in our lives will be used for our good. So that helps me feel carried through situations that are difficult. And it's all about accessing the power inside you to transform the world around you. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling powerless or defeated or doubtful or anxious because things are happening around us that are troublesome and make our heart beat faster, we can rise up in our power with the skills and the steps I've outlined in the book to be able to take control of our thoughts instead of them controlling us. We become the master and they become the servant. Take control of our emotions so that we can regulate our nervous system. We can calm our thinking. We can get our focus back. We can step into the power to create something new. But that all starts from taking the power that we have innately inside us to change inside before we see the outside change. So it takes a lot of trust, it takes practice, and it takes choice instead of succumbing to those emotions like defeat or hopelessness.
Yeah, or feeling disempowered. So, and I love the title. It is Powerful, F-U-L-L. I also love what you just mentioned, the innate, the internal strength that you have, the internal spirit of who you are. And that is so important because I distinctly look at our joy from an internal perspective, our happiness from the outside world. That's why I really love your title. And we've all been through these places where things can feel out of control.
Yeah,
this
and
is
really
not
scary.
And really scary. This is not uncommon. This is not, we all have gone through this at one point in our lives. And this is nothing to feel shame over. It's something to look at. Because if we continue to feel like we're swirling out of control internally, where does that put us in the external world? Where do we choose to be in the external world because of that? What I also appreciate about your description of this book is that not only is it inspiring, but it provides steps. Now, I love going into inspirational talks. I do like when I come out of a sermon or a chat with somebody that I feel inspired. But a couple of hours, a few days after the talk, I'm thinking, where were the steps for me to apply
right
this wisdom, this information, this knowledge? And if they're not there, I feel a little let down. So that's why I think when you describe this book, and it's so intentional about, yes, inspiring, but also having those steps, because sometimes, again, foundationally, we don't know where to begin. Or maybe we've begun, but we don't know where how to continue. Books like yours are really very supportive and helpful. They're a great resource to continuing our journey, or maybe even taking a glance back at what we can do a little differently. And I've written a book too, and I say glance back. Sometimes that glance back is the wisdom that we've gained to apply to our next steps.
Oh, yeah. And you know that we're not just going to go through one challenge.
No, never. Yeah. Life is, the constant in life is change. We have to be open to it.
Yeah.
Open your heart, open your mind, open that spirit to continuing to learn. So thank you so much for the, both of these terrific books. I'm so excited to have you here to share these books. We've covered so much today. As we come to the close of the interview, my last question is, if you were to give the listeners one tip about how to remain calm and joyful when everything feels out of control, what would that tip be?
Okay, so I've got two.
Okay. Woohoo! We get two tips and I love it.
Because our whole conversation today has been exploring the inner work we need to do and the outer work. The inner work is the mindset, emotional, spiritual, boot camp style stuff. And then the outer work is the tangible, the practical, the put your boots on stuff. For the inner work, my tip would be, if you want to remain calm and joyful and take control of your situation instead of succumb to it, this will help. Whenever you're feeling doubtful or you notice you're worrying, and if you don't even notice, I'm feeling doubtful or I'm worrying, you can tune into your body. If you're feeling like low energy or you're feeling melodramatic or lethargic or unmotivated, you could be worried. You could be procrastinating. So just notice how your body's feeling to give you cues if you are holding back, avoiding, or maybe isolating yourself. You might be worrying. You might be second guessing yourself. This is what you do. Ask yourself, what would I need to be thinking in order to feel energized, excited, and pumped about my future or about my current situation, even though I have no reason to? So write that down. What would I need to be thinking in order to feel the way I want to feel? Then I want you to say out loud, speak over yourself, declare over yourself what your new truth is. It's going to feel crazy. It will feel kind of like, might even feel like fingernails on a chalkboard or just uncomfortable because it's a new reality you're creating. But there's been so much research that's been done on the power of the spoken word. We know how we feel when someone says a good word about us. Well, when you say a good word about yourself, the same will result in your life internally. You're going to feel more calm. You're going to be almost like using a sharp sword to cut through any lies and create a whole new reality in your body and your mind so that your habits can follow suit and support you in creating the future you want. So use your spoken word to help you. It's better than silence, and it's much better than a negative word spoken over yourself. The second tip is the outer work. So putting your hands and feet to work in alignment with that new spoken word and truth inside is to, and this is actively stepping into your power. You can, if you're a journaler, you can write down, what would faith in action look like? Or what would an action that's based in trust? If I trusted, what action would I take right now? The way I like to help clients with business strategy or career focused action is, what's the one thing I am clear on that would be fun and that would be easy? Because when you're tuned into what's fun and easy, you're going to feel passionate and you're going to be in action, in momentum. You'll feel more calm because you're proving to yourself with new evidence that something new is possible because you're in action, right? And you're mm-hmm. overcoming fear. Even if you still feel fearful, you're starting to give yourself new evidence and new proof.
Love those tips. Thank you, Amy, for joining me on the Core Women podcast today.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me. It's been great.
It's been a pleasure. You can follow Amy Engelmark on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, and at www.amyengelmark.com. You can find her books on Amazon, and you can also go to find important resources and free goodies at www.amyengelmark.com/powerful, and that is with two L's.
Thank you for joining us on the Core Women podcast with Dr. Summer Watson. We're so glad you're here and would love to connect more with you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Core Women, and on Twitter at Core Women One. For more about Core Women and Dr. Watson, visit corewomen.com. Want more support and resources for amazing women like you? Great! Join Dr. Watson and Jen Fontanilla at the Life, Love, and Money Collective, a Core Women production that aids in understanding the key traits that might be getting in the way of living a life that you are absolutely passionate about. Connect with Summer and Jen and find out more at thelifeloveandmoney.com.